state initiated the special $10 license fee in last year's budget as a way to pay for the new security requirements of the federal Real ID program. Congress passed Real ID with the idea that national standards for state-issued driver's licenses would help combat terrorism, but it did not pay for the program, leaving it up to states to pick up the bill. In Wisconsin, the new license fee would have set aside $22 million for the program to get started. But under the budget repair bill that passed the legislature this week, all that money would be used for other state expenses. Governor Doyle says that creates a real problem.
I can't allow us to get into a situation where Wisconsin citizens can't get on airplanes because our driver's license aren't used. So I have to live in the real world. And the real world means that we're going to have to take some steps forward.
The governor would not say whether that meant he was going to veto that provision out of the budget, although he said he would release his veto soon. Doyle himself proposed scaling back the amount the state spends on Real ID by about $5 million. But the governor says that's because the state was not going to be able to spend that money in the current budget cycle anyway. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.